That courtesy of the Brewers Radio Network, and that basically made the rest of the game a formality as Albert Pujols hit his 689th career home run to help the Cardinals beat the Brewers yesterday. Gabe, just 11 to go for that prestigious 700 home run milestone. You think he gets it?
Absolutely not.
I'm rooting for it real hard.
I mean,
he's not coming back next year.
He's not coming back next year. He's not hitting 11 home runs in the final 50 games.
If you end
he's
up
got, at he six, hit two yesterday.
Yeah, that's a great point by Gabe.
That is
Gabe. If he took steroids, would you be angry?
20% of his home runs for the season.
Gabe, if he took steroids just to get the 11 in the end, you'd be okay with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's root for that then. If he ends on 698 or 99, he has to come back, right?
He's not going to get that high, guys.
I'm rooting for it super heavy.
I am so tired of people telling me that Albert Pujols is washed. I'm so tired of it.
I mean,
because he steps into a situation like that where the Brewers can't have the opportunity to win the game, and he basically just takes all of the air out of the situation.
So he's half a cup washed.
In fairness, his literal one purpose left in the season in playing for the Cardinals is to hit left-handed pitching.
Yes,
That's his only purpose.
And he still can do it.
Agreed. Yeah, I'm with you on this.
Is he washed? No, but he's not Albert Pujols. He's Mike Brasso.
So again, this goes back to what we've been talking about with the Packers quarterbacks. It's all about expectations.
They have the same OPS+. Look it up.
I'm just saying.
Mike Brasso and Albert Pujols are the same player.
That's so insulting.
It's not. It's factual.
But again, you're not taking into account any of the things that Albert Pujols has done. We just talked about how he's only 11 home runs away from this very historic milestone when it comes to all-time great hitters.
Yeah, no, he's an all-time great hitter in the past. He's not an all-time great hitter still.
He was an all-time great hitter yesterday.
Okay, so if you hit two home runs in one game, you become an all-time great hitter?
I'm just talking about the fact that in the situation, right? We talk about situational hitting. In the situation, he put out a three-run homer.
So you hit.
I was trying to work dinger in there, and I couldn't just.
So Rowdy Tellez hitting a home run last week to tie the game to send it to extra innings. All-time great hitter.
What are you arguing right now?
I know
that Albert Pujols is an all-time great hitter. Why are you trying to use minimal?
Not anymore.
No, you're an all-time great hitter when your career indicates that you're an all-timer.
Yeah, but he's not that guy. He's not that guy anymore.
I think Gabe's point is that no one should be scared of Albert Pujols. And my only disagreement is I think his one purpose is the one thing that Craig Counsell either didn't account for or was like, it's fine.
So yesterday, obviously, people again, I know you guys are saying people weren't getting on Rodgers about this, but Rodgers put the ball where it was asked for. So that's why I was like, because again, the whole thing yesterday was that this was somehow, again, part of the hater trade, right? I saw all kinds of people on Twitter that were saying, man, would have been great to have an all-star closer in your bullpen so you could trot him out there to face Albert Pujols. But again, he's not there. And Albert Pujols hitting the three-run home run, there it is, isn't about Hader. It's not about Rodgers even. You're saying it's because Craig Counsell didn't make the adjustment there and put somebody else in to face Pujols, right,
well,
Ashley?
He had whatever ski was in the bullpen ready to go. I don't know his
name.
What
was that?
Something Strumski. He was ready to go. He's a righty. You could have gone righty-righty there if you really wanted to. And again, another thing I was thinking, if Devin Williams is available.
Strum something ski?
He was
that
there.
You're going
it's
with?
Some sort of name.
I don't even think it's ski at the end. I think it just ends K-I.
What's the, what's the spelling?
S-T-R-Z. Yeah, it's, So, Strzelecki?
Anyways.
S-T-R-Z-E-L-E-C-K-I.
What's his first name? Adam? Peter?
Pete.
All right, so Petey's out there. He's ready to go, right? And yet, Counsell decides Taylor Rodgers is our guy for this inning. He's going to pitch the full inning. And, damned if you do, damned if you don't. But, again, to me, it's a situation of Albert Pujols is hitting a left-handed hitter. That's his only purpose to still be on the roster. He's not playing the field ever. He's DHing. And you just pray and hope that he's going to get a hit.
And he's DHing when lefties come in, which is by the way, also why he's not going to hit 11 more home runs this year.
Because
he's not going to play enough.
Understand what you're saying. But, again, after the game, you guys probably saw this storyline. Right, there was a part of their success yesterday, and by there I mean the St. Louis Cardinals, which was that Albert Pujols was coaching some of the other hitters how to approach certain pitchers. He was taking what he had seen in previous at-bats, and he was conveying to them, look, this is how Rodgers uses his slider. And so, even that information that he's willing to share with his teammates, and obviously, why wouldn't you? You want them to have success, because that obviously means the team has success. That is a huge benefit to having him on the roster as well.
Yeah, now look, I'm not saying he's worthless. I'm just not saying, I'm saying he's not somebody that you're Albert Pujols is up. No, it's not 2005.
Gabe, it could have been Petey versus Pujols and it would have been fine, but instead we get Taylor versus Pujols and it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a left-handed pitcher and you throw Albert Pujols, say, Richard High fastball. Like, yeah, it's going to leave
Dinger City.
Yeah, it's going to leave the park. Like, just the way it works.
That's a really good phrase. That's super good.
Richard High fastball.
That's the name of the podcast title. Richard High, because everyone knows what he's saying. Everyone knows.
I actually want Pujols to hit 700. I want him to do it.
Look,
this is again goes back to
it'd be fantastic,
this goes back to Rasmussen. Rasmussen,
yes.
Who we learned earlier this morning, it's Rasmussen. It goes back to wanting him to have the perfect game yesterday.
Yeah.
Doesn't really affect the Brewers. Now, if you're going to tell me that Albert Pujols hits the 700 home run milestone and like leads the Cardinals to this postseason berth and blah blah blah, yeah, then I get a little more like, eh, maybe not.
Just,
but he can go out there. I want him to hit 11 home runs through the rest of the season.
It's just not going to happen. So he's got 10. He's played 66 games this year. He's
maybe,
played 66.
Maybe he's getting hot.
Gabe, I wish you would believe in something for once in your life. Come on.
I believe that Albert Pujols only plays against lefties.
I'm putting it on the poll. Do you want to see Albert Pujols get to 700 career dingers?
Like, look, I'm rooting for him. It's just not going to happen.
What if, hear me out. Our guy Tatis suspended. However, we could make an exception about steroids if we say, Albert, listen, you're already called the machine. Let's oil that machine up. Let's get some juice in you.
Let's
finish the season strong.
Up.
Let's get this 700.
So, listen, I know that there are a lot of people out there who do not root for Albert Pujols because they have always rooted for teams that have, I don't know, been victimized by Albert Pujols and by the St. Louis Cardinals. Not so much when he was out with the Angels. You didn't really think about him that much. But can you root for moments in sport? Can you root for, as we said earlier, the guy to get the perfect game? Can you root for someone you've watched your entire life out there hammering, doing great things? Can you root for them to hit a milestone like that and enter elite territory? I think you can.
Yeah. No, I think you can, and I think a lot of people do. There's a reason why ESPN in 2007 was cutting into whatever they were doing at the time to show every Barry Bonds at bat as he was chasing down the Hank Aaron home run record.
Isn't it more interesting, though, that like the Miguel Cabrera thing recently was just like a blip, right? We were talking about like seminal moments in the history of baseball, and people barely even knew that that was happening.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help that he plays for the Tigers. And
they suck.
They just got swept by the White Sox.
Exactly. That should tell you something. And I love the White Sox.
Yeah, Miggy's interesting because he's just a little bit of a quieter superstar. Not that Albert is way outspoken, but I feel like his shadow has been larger than Miguel Cabrera. Because when Miguel Cabrera won the Triple Crown, I feel like that was hardly a big deal. When he did that, when he was winning MVPs, however long ago that was at this point, close to a decade.
You put it on the poll, Ashy?
I did. I want people to
tell
me.
What does the poll say?
So far, through it's been like 30 seconds.
No, not the results. What does the poll say?
How did you word it?
Oh, I literally said, do you want Albert Pujols to hit 700 career dingers?
Again, as long as it doesn't come at the expense of the Brewers' postseason berth, right? Like, hit him against anybody else. Don't hit him. How many more times have the Cardinals play Brewers played, by the way? A four-game set?
Two and two, Gabe, right?
They have two games in St. Louis, and then they have two games in Milwaukee.
So, and I think the second to last series is the Cardinals as well. So as long as they don't come against the Brewers and then, you know, keep the Brewers from making a playoff berth, I want to see Albert Pujols get the 11 home runs, enter into the 700 home run club.